Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back to Sports Talk here on WWLAMFMN.com. Out to Costa Mesa, California, we find the voice of the Saints, Zach Strief. Zach, a little bit of a toned-down day, as I understand it, on Twitter between the Saints and Chargers in day two of those joint practices. But what stood out so far or through today?
Yeah, you're right. They took the pads off after about halfway through the practice, got one team period. They wanted to get some pressure looks on tape. So we saw that, and then down to shells. So just kind of the padded, non-hard shell shoulder pads. And like I said yesterday, I think what you saw was the coverage side of it. You saw the back end, the wide receivers, all the stuff on the outside. And, you know, I think it was a pretty match day again. I think that the Chargers made more big plays. But the Saints also, I think, you know, again, it was pretty darn balanced. The Saints had a big stand down on the goal line in a 2-minute drill. They also, Taysom Hill engineered a touchdown to Cyril Grayson in the last 2-minute period of the day. So pretty good day. I really thought on both sides. And I think more than anything, number one takeaway is we got to see Mike Thomas and Alvin Kamara back out on the field, which is good to see.
Zach, I'm going to give you the opportunity to point out how badly you had me going yesterday, and kind of the joke was on me.
You want me to tell that story?
Sure.
Okay. Yes. Well, it was so a good time was had by all yesterday. Me and Deuce got to go out and play golf with Doug Miller here with the Saints, and someone that, you know, I've known for a long time, and Doug, and we had a good time. Listen, golf is new to Deuce. Deuce is, I hope that there's a golf pro in New Orleans that saw his swing yesterday and feels motivated to reach out to Deuce to help him out a little bit. But you did reach out and say, man, I can't wait to see this swing. And I sent you the video of Deuce's swing that I ended up posting on Instagram. And, you know, you immediately tweeted it out. And I said, you know, this is a good opportunity to mess with my guy. So I kind of fussed you a little bit. I said, you know, that's great. I send you something personally, and all of a sudden it's on, you know, social media, and now I know I can't trust you, you know, with information, and, you know, that's too bad. And then I gave you the silent treatment for about 2.5 hours
which was not cool at all.
If I was being serious. Yep. So that went on for a little while, and then I had Doug reach out to you and say, man, Zach's really upset. And then I got a phone call, and I probably let it go about 30 minutes too long. But I definitely had you going. I think you thought I was upset with you, and I wasn't. I was glad to see it get up on as many platforms as we could get that swing up on. So now, yeah, and you told me that now you owe me one. So now I'm on my toes, and I'll be honest with you. I was a prankster for a long time, and I'm not easy to get. So you got your work cut out for you.
I got something planned for you and Doug Miller. That, rest assured, I can promise you that.
Okay.
So ahead to Sunday's preseason tilt, Saints and Chargers. Did Sean say something about he might play his starters a little bit more in this game?
I think that the expectation always in the second game is to play, you know, a little bit longer. I'd kind of heard earlier that, you know, hey, it's an opportunity to not play guys so much in a game because you practice against them. But, I mean, my experience has always been that whether you're practicing against a team or not, the schedule for playing is always about the same. I would expect to see, you know, the starters to be in, you know, anywhere from 18 to 25 plays. It kind of depend on how the game goes. Maybe 15 if you have a couple of nice drives. But I think we'll get to see, you know, a decent amount of the starters in this game. And then obviously, again, a ramp up in week three. But I would expect to see those guys. That's kind of the general routine, and I never found that it was all that different whether you practiced against a team or not.
What are you looking for on Sunday? Obviously, you want to stay healthy, but what are you going to be watching to see what's progressed from week one to week two in the preseason?
Well, a couple things. One, you know, and it happened. It came up a couple times in practice this week where it's just kind of looked like miscommunication on the back end, where, you know, you got guys kind of turned loose a little bit, and that's something that they have to clean up. It's been a problem in the past early in seasons, and you know the schedule does not set up this year where that's not a luxury that this team has. So I want to see the back end. You know, not saying that they're not going to give up a play, but you don't want to see a play given up to a guy who's not being covered. So that's the first thing. The second is I really want to see the running game with this front. It's a good front, not a huge front size-wise, but a pretty effective athletic group. And I think our offensive line has an opportunity to kind of grind this team a little bit. And you're also going to get to see a great matchup inside. It'd be very telling for Eric McCoy and Brandon Mebane, who's a very good defensive tackle, very good nose tackle. So I'm excited for the running game from the Saints, and I want to see the back end defensively.
The voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, here on Sports Talk out in Costa Mesa, California. And Zach, Emmanuel Butler is a player that everybody's been high on since OTAs. Even the organization speaks highly of him or thinks highly of him. But we're getting to see him Sunday for the first time in game action. How anxious are you to see him apply what he's done in practice on and now to a game setting?
Well, I'm excited to see Emmanuel Butler, you know, in the game. And you know, here's the thing that everyone is going to have to remember here. And I get there's been a lot of hype coming from a lot of us about him. He's still a young player. And I think you see that in practice. What I think you see very much in Emmanuel Butler is all of the physical traits and skills needed to be a really high-end wide receiver in the National Football League. That doesn't mean that he's there. That doesn't mean that he is going to play like that in a preseason game right out of the gate. But hopefully what we're going to get to see, I'd love to see him get a contested ball, give him an opportunity to go up and make a play. And you know, because those are the things that we've seen, the body control, the jumping ability, the strong hands in traffic that really have excited a lot of people in that building. But again, I don't want him to feel a whole bunch of pressure like it's on him in his first appearance to make a bunch of big plays. It's just not reality. But all those skills are there, and I know that the building is excited about Emmanuel Butler.
Yeah. The voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, he and Deuce McAllister will have the call Sunday at 3 p.m. when the Saints battle the Chargers in preseason game number 2 in Los Angeles. Zach, go take Deuce and go to the driving range, man. Have some fun, all right?
I'm going to go and hunt down a golf pro around here to go help my boy out.
Sounds good. This is Sports Talk here on Saints Radio, WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!